Well, howdy, fellas. So what's going on here where I am in the UK, around my area? Well, they're putting in new streetlights. There are more of them, and they're going to be brighter. So, to protect the femons. I guess it don't matter about the statistics that men are more apt to be injured or killed on the streets than femons. But you know what us guys are like? We're attacking them all over the place. That's kind of funny, because I see femons walking around here in the streets, daytime and nighttime, quite happily alone. And they're not walking around in a cowering type fashion or anything, they're walking around as if they own the place. So they don't seem to be too scared. And anyway, if a femon screams just a little bit, 8 police cars will show up out of nowhere. They got more protection than the goddamn royal family. But I understand the femons are a bit scared to go out at night in Sweden, but we're not allowed to know about that because it's the people doing the attacking is the wrong demographic. We're not allowed to talk about that. I mean, if I was walking along the street at night or something and I saw a woman being attacked, you know, I don't know what I'd do. I mean, you're kind of damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And I'm no white knight anymore, as I've been stabbed in the back too many goddamn times to be a white knight anymore for them. You see, femons will never be empowered as long as they embrace the victimhood. And they all do, don't they? The way I protect myself, if I see a femon walking in the street in front of me, I walk on the other side of the street, or get some distance at least. So actually, when you think about it, it's more dangerous for a white male on the street at night than it is a femon. But men are disposable, aren't we? Of course, unless we are a utility to a femon, in which case, until she gets another utility, we're quite valuable, and then we are disposable. It may not be a nice way to think of it, but it's the truth. So, deal with it, guys. There's enough proof out there, if you're willing to look at it, guys, to tell you exactly what femons are really like. So, stay alone and stay safe. Yeah, all right. Go to the watering hole. Get a bit of water sometimes now and then. But don't get too involved. I have a couple of friends who got involved. I haven't heard from them since. The weakest part of a man is his sex drive. Because it's so strong. Men femons know that, and they use it. But it's not the men that are wolves in sheep's clothing. Men really don't belong on this planet anymore, I don't think. I went to a department store yesterday, and there were so many young girls in the department store who all looked like goddamn clowns. The amount of makeup they had on their face, I was wondering if they could actually lift their head. Do these femons think that that's attractive? Who are they trying to attract? Well, it should be the men. But although I'm an older man, I can't see any man being attracted to that amount of makeup. Thank God I'm not a young man in today's world. It's Guy Fawkes Night in this country tonight, the 5th of November. Bonfire night, they call it. Quite a lot of fireworks going off. And I remember when I was a young man, I used to have a few beers and do some sparklers and some fireworks. Of course, I'm too old now. Plus, have you seen the price of fireworks nowadays? Woohoo! Anybody listening to that is from the UK, happy fireworks night. And remember, guys, don't be Mr. Wimpy. Salut!